There is no shortage of diverse events this weekend in the Granite State. You could help with an attempt to break a world record. You could witness racing dragon boats. You can also enjoy a last gasp of summer seafood or even gorge on some local theater. Hippo editor Amy Diaz has some details. She joins us now. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Let's start with some of the things that are a little more unusual in your list here. There's an attempt to break a world record in the Lakes region this weekend. What is that?
Yes. So tomorrow, Saturday, mid-morning, this is Lake Fest that they're holding up at Weir's Beach. And so as part of that, they are going to attempt to create, it is the Guinness World Record. It is the largest free-floating raft of canoes and kayaks.
Now, how are they going to do that?
Well, so the way this works is that, you know, you take your canoe and your kayak, they're going to have everyone register. There's a lot of counting and they, you know, really have to make sure that they know how many people are participating. They're going to go out into Lake Winnipesaukee, and then at kind of the appointed time, they're going to sound a horn. Everyone's going to, you know, grab the raft or the canoe next to them, and then they have to hold for 30 seconds. They're going to take photos. There's video. I think there's a plan for some aerial photos because there has to be a lot of documentation. It can only be canoes and kayaks, and they're trying to go for the record.
What is the record right now?
Right now, the official record is a little bit under 2,000. But just like last week, so like a late-breaking summer record, somebody in Michigan, they tried to break that record. They think they got a little bit over 2,000. That number isn't official yet. So to be safe, at Lake Fest, they're going for about 2,100.
Okay, and this is part of the larger event. This is for Lake Fest going on in...
Yes, and that runs mid-morning through about the late afternoon.
Okay, another event on the water this weekend that I saw in your notes involves dragon boats. So what is that?
Yes. So this is Weekend on the Water, a two-day event at the Kiwanis Waterfront Park in Concord. On Saturday, they're going to have dragon boat races. These are two long boats. I think they're about 40 feet long, about 22 people in the boat. So 20 paddlers, I think they said, plus a drummer and a helmsman. And we talked in our story to some of the people who are bringing boats down. So there are two long boats. They have dragon heads on them. And they were saying, you know, it's not just brute strength that wins in a race like this. It's really the teams that can get synchronized, that can get a good rhythm going. It's very similar, I think, in a lot of ways, based on the video I saw, to like High School Crew. And in fact, I think we said that some of the local crew teams are participating.
Yeah, it's not, again, it's not brute strength. It's really about team building. It's really about running a smooth team.
And being able to work together to the rhythm.
The folks at Hampton Beach want you to know that they're still open for business, although Labor Day weekend has come and gone, and they're holding their annual seafood festival this weekend. What are they planning?
Yes, so this starts today, Friday afternoon, and then it runs Saturday and Sunday as well. I think there are about 60 vendors, food vendors, participating. So, you know, loose pants and an empty stomach.
And they get pretty big crowds for this, don't they?
They do. They say that they bring in between about 70 and 100,000 people. And it's actually, you know, I went a couple of years ago, really well laid out in terms of, you know, getting you parking, taking shuttles to the spot, which I think is on Ocean Boulevard, right there on the beach. So there's kind of a chance to, you know, you go, you get some food, you sit on the beach and eat. And they also have entertainment going on, cooking demonstrations. And then I think one of the things that always sounds the most fun, the lobster roll eating contest, which happens on Saturday.
Okay. And another way to gorge this weekend, if you like community theater, there is a really interesting event going on. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is in Bedford, and it is the New Hampshire Community Theater Festival. This is on Saturday at 1 p.m. And so this is a little bit like, it sounded to me kind of like a Top Chef of theater. You've got four community theater groups participating. They have no more than an hour, but for a lot of them, it's more like somewhere around 15 to 20 minutes to produce a play that they do. They only have 10 minutes or less to do the setup. And it's a competition. It's a judged competition. So there are going to be two plays that you get to see. There'll be a little break, and then the judges will talk about the plays right there, which really reminded me of like a reality show, like a Top Chef or a Project Runway, where they talk about the plays.
A panel of judges you right there, face-to-face.
Exactly, in front of the audience, so you get to hear their comments and what they're saying. You know, I talked to one of the participants. He said, like, for a high school or a college drama student, this is a great chance to come see these people work and then also hear what judges are thinking and you know, get to learn a little bit about the craft.
And this kind of performance, this kind of pressure, I would imagine would bring out the best and in some cases the worst in a performance.
You know, he said that especially if it is a company's first time, for the actors, this isn't a case where there are a lot of sets or other things going on. So it's really on them to be able to convey the story to the audience. You know, it really sounds like it's a high drama situation.
Yeah, a lot of adrenaline, I imagine, pumping through. And actors just going for it.
Oh, absolutely.
Amy Diaz is the editor for The Hippo. She's provided a list of links for more information on these events at our website. It's nhpr.org. Amy, thanks so much.
Have a great weekend.